From KPOO San Francisco, it's a minute before 10 o'clock, and we got some blues coming up. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. It's just not too far away at the end of the month, as a matter of fact. Big names here in the Bay Area. I'm sure you know Fillmore Slim and, of course, KPOO's very own Bobby Webb. Well, they're going to be doing the Fillmore Slim and Bobby Webb Blues Review at the famous Eli's Mile High Club in Oakland. That's right. It's going to be February 24th and 25th, a two-day event. And, of course, Eli's has been around for a long time. Very famous club. They're located at 3629 Martin Luther King Way in Oakland. Doors will be opening up at 7 o'clock in the evening on the 24th there. And there's actually going to be a book signing, too, starting at 7:30, so you don't want to miss that. The music is between 9 in the evening until 1 o'clock in the morning. And, again, it's a two-night affair, and you get a special discount if you wind up going both nights, both the 24th and 25th. So it might be a good idea to look at the possibility and make sure your schedule's open to attend both nights, because I'm sure there's going to be a situation where what they do on the first night might be a little bit different than the second night, so you won't miss anything for sure there. But anyway, the Fillmore Slim and Bobby Webb Blues Review is going to be happening again at Eli's Mile High Club in Oakland, again, the 24th and 25th, so circle those dates on the calendar. And, of course, the club is located at 3629 Martin Luther King Way in Oakland. Doors open at 7 o'clock, signing party at 7:30. And if you want tickets or actually more information, you can contact Sue. Area code 650-366-8102. That's Sue, 650-366-8102. I don't think it's a boy, I think. Stealing from Johnny Cash there. But anyway, so you should definitely check it out. And there's a lot of other people that are going to be there, too. So lots of other groups, but primarily Fillmore Slim and Bobby Webb and their Blues Review, but a lot of other great musicians. So you don't want to miss this again on the 24th and 25th. Again, the big review, Fillmore Slim and Bobby Webb. And I'm sure Bobby's been mentioning it on his show on Tuesday morning here at 89.5 Radio. So I'm mentioning it, too. Legends of the Blues from the Bay Area here. Again, at Eli's Mile High Club on the 24th and 25th over in Oakland. So you don't want to miss that, okay? 2 minutes after the hour of 10 with Dave just driving around with Mr. Gene Chandler in the 1964 for this.
Stop me. So bad do I feel inside. Get my hat, I'm checking out. 'Cause you and your friends really hurt my pride. So unexpected, you shot me down with all the fellas standing around. Yeah, please don't go, that's what they'll be saying. Nothing can stop me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nothing can stop me. Though you and I were pretty close, I'm calling it quits, girl. 'Cause it was you I really dug the most. You made me feel like I was 2 feet tall, while all the others laughed and squalled. Yeah, please don't go, that's what they'll be saying. Please don't go, but I'm not playing, 'cause nothing can stop me. No mind me having a blues. Nothing can stop me. So bad do I feel inside. Get my hat, I'm checking out. 'Cause you and your friends really hurt my pride. So unexpected, you shot me down with all the fellas standing around. Yeah, please.
nothing can stop me.
Duke O'Rourke, myself, Mr. Gene Chandler, going back to the end of 64, beginning of 1965. Nothing can stop me. Nobody can. Five after 10, driving around on this stormy Thursday morning. That's right, the 9th of February, 2017. Ooh, the Kinfolks. There you go, from out of Los Angeles, California, we got the Kinfolks Recipe, going back to early 1965. It's all happening with Dave at 8 minutes after the hour of 10. That front is starting to move in here, but it's really slow getting here with all that rain. We'll see what happens.
I found a love, and oh, what a love. She was so wonderful, but I can't stop crying. It breaks my heart to say that, darling, you're not mine all the time. Is there another? 'Cause my heart can't take it. Oh, what am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I know
from Joanne and Troy. It's Bobby Bland.
I pity the fool. I said I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said I pity the fool. That falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. You make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Oh, I pity the fool. I pity the fool that falls in love with you.
The end of 1960, beginning of 1961, Bobby Blue Bland, I Pity the Fool. At 13 after 10 with Dave, jiving around KPOO.
Tune in to Wake the Town for original 45 RPM sounds of 60s Jamaican ska, rock steady, heavy early reggae. Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30 p.m. on San Francisco's 89.5 FM KPOO and online at kpoo.com. Jamaican oldies every week. Wake the town.
Tell the people about the musical disc coming your way.
Are you a disabled or senior San Francisco resident in need of assistance? Do you need help getting benefits such as SSI, SSDI, CalFresh or Medi-Cal, or finding home care? Understanding a confusing letter you received about benefits, or any letter from your landlord? Our volunteer peer advocates want to help. We can assist you in finding the right service that will make it easier to live well and safely in the community and to know your rights. Our advocates are here for you to get the support you need. We also have opportunities to get involved with your community and participate in advocating for change and action. People with disabilities and seniors who live in San Francisco are invited to get in touch today. Call Senior and Disability Action at 415-546-1333. To get more information or to set up an appointment with your peer advocate, again, that's Senior Disability Action, 415-546-1333.
Detroit Emeralds, yes, with Dave driving around KPOO. Showtime.
Let's go. Yeah.
From 1967 there, Detroit Emeralds, to 64, Wallace Brothers now. Precious Words. Going back to the spring of 1964, the Wallace Brothers, Precious Words. And the end of 1963, from out of Los Angeles, the Elgins. Ray Shanklin Band, the Elgins, from out of Los Angeles, back in the fall of 1963, released this. Definitely got some airplay on the R&B stations here in the Bay Area. I Lost My Love in the Big City. 23 minutes after the hour of 10. And from the end of 1960, Junior Parker.
Since you went away, I've been so sad and blue. But there'll come a day when I'll forget about you. I beg you, please stay. Don't break my heart in two. But there'll come a day when I'll forget about you. Someday you're gonna pay for the things you say and do. 'Cause there'll come a day when I'll forget about you.
I remember when George Oxford played this back on KDIA in December of 1960. Yes, indeed, I remember that well. Junior Parker, I'll forget about you.
Organized by the Black Panther Party throughout.
You had all kinds of programs in that time. You fed people, you taught youngsters, you had all kinds of classes too. A lot of things going besides what the police accused you of. You had a lot of other community programs going on as well. Is that right?
That's correct.
The spirit of Joe Rudolph. Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. The Spirit of Joe Rudolph, a jazz foundation with commentaries by Mumia Abu-Jamal and other information, interviews, and conversations here on KPOO in San Francisco.
We served our country like those before us.
You know, it was a dangerous era. All of Vietnam was dangerous.
The carnage of war left an indelible mark on me.
We came back and built lives. As time went on, we faced new challenges and found support to handle them.
I went to the VA, talked to my doctor.
I started doing groups. I started doing one-on-one counseling.
At MakeTheConnection.net, you can hear our stories and find tools and services available to you.
Very important, to say the least. You know, KPOO Radio is a community radio station, and, of course, we're totally listener-supported, and we made just an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Although, actually, the accomplishment was done by all the listeners out there as we had this big campaign going on through the end of the year and trying to acquire funding to keep our operation going. You know, the fundraiser was just amazing. We went well beyond our original goal of $75,000 and raised over $100,000. That's right, by the end of last year. I really appreciate it, but, you know, it's a never-ending battle to keep this radio station on the air despite the success we had in our fundraising. So if you've been thinking about helping us out, well, guess what? KPO Radio is on the air still, but, you know, it's got to remain on the air. And the only way that can happen is if you continue to support us financially. And the good news, of course, is KPO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means anything you send us is totally tax deductible on your federal income tax return. Now, if you send the money in now, well, you can't deduct it on your 2016 taxes. But when you file for April of 2018, you'll be all set for sure there. But a lot of you already sent money in. Of course, if you itemize your deductions, then you're all set. If you did that last year and you itemize deductions, then you're all set for this year when you have to file by, I think, the 17th of April. I think there's a couple of days here past the 15th because I think maybe, what, the 15th lands on a Friday or Saturday or something like that, or I don't know. Anyway, but that's going off on a tangent. But anyway, KPO is definitely still in need of your financial help, and we try to make it as easy for you as possible to send us money. You can send us a personal check, cashier's check, or a money order, and use a snail mail. That's right. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. Put KPO on that particular item. Place it in an envelope, and of course, the postage just went up. But, you know, you can get I was able to get a discount on first-class postage stamps, the Forever stamps from Costco, believe it or not. They had like $3 off, so I took advantage of that and bought some additional books of Forever stamps. But anyway, so definitely put a stamp on that envelope, you know, and of course include the check in it. Address that envelope to KPOO Radio Post Office Box 156650. That's 156650, San Francisco, 94115-6650. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco, 94115-6650. And you can send it via the snail mail. Of course, there's other ways you can help us out. And one of the ways, of course, is through cyberspace, an alternative way, by going to the KPOO website at kpoo.com. Look for the donations link. Open that up. You'll find a couple of paragraphs on why you need your money, and then you have the options. One of the options I just told you about with the snail mail, the other options, one is through using your credit card through authorize.net, where you can set up a plan to have an automatic charge every month. If you don't want to send us a whole lump sum of a donation, you want to do it in a monthly, you know, fragment type of a situation, you can do that through authorize.net. Have an automatic charge on your credit card for whatever amount you want per month. It's easy. It's simple. Just click that donate button, and the account can be set up for you. Just provide information. It's secure, of course, through authorize.net. The other option is through PayPal. It's safe and secure, just like authorize.net. And with PayPal, you have a choice of four credit cards you can use, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, and you're all set and helping us out that way. So you have the two options there, the three options, I should say, sending a snail mail check or through authorize.net or through PayPal. Send us money through the website there. Also, something else, we got these KPOO T-shirts, and of course, the black T-shirts are back. We've had the gray T-shirts for a while. The original T-shirts were black, but there was a high demand for the black T-shirts, so they're back, too, with the original montage, and of course, the gray T-shirts with a different montage background and so forth, and they're really great T-shirts, phenomenal. They're 100% cotton, pre-shrunk, just high-quality stuff here, and all the revenue coming in from sales of those T-shirts goes to the operation of this radio station. There's no middleman. So if you want to pick up your T-shirt, well, they come in six sizes, small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, 3X, and they're still $20 regardless of the color. You can get your T-shirt today if you would like. And again, $20, and if for some reason you can't come down to the station to pick it up, well, we'll gladly ship it to you for $3.99. And they're really phenomenal T-shirts, for sure. They're just something you can take pride in wearing, for sure, there. And if you want to get your T-shirt, best to call first. There's nobody answering the phone right now, but there should be a volunteer later on dropping by the station to answer your call. That phone number is 415-346-5373. Again, 415-346-5373. Call by, and, of course, the operator will take your order. Of course, they will check the inventory to make sure the sizes you want are in stock. And once everything is sort of agreed upon as far as sizes and everything that you want is available, because we're constantly ordering new T-shirts, they go real fast, so certain sizes might be out of stock. But it's best to call the station ahead of time, again, at 415-346-5373. Don't call now. As soon as the volunteer shows up in about a half hour, that would be the best time to call. And they will check the inventory and make arrangements for you to come down to the studio, which is located at 1329 Divisadero here in San Francisco. That's 1329 Divisadero. We're between Ellis and O'Farrell, just a block and a half from Geary, which is served by the SMTA 38 Geary bus. Lots of buses that run on Geary, believe me. It's a major artery for public transportation. Or you can take the 24 trolley coach line, which runs north-south. It goes right by the station here. But call ahead first before you come down to make sure we have the sizes you want in stock. Again, six sizes, and the prices of the T-shirts, just $20. And regardless of the size, and you can buy as many as you want there in the various sizes or one particular size. But you should call ahead first to make sure the sizes you want are in stock, because we don't want you to come down here for nothing on a wild goose chase. It's best to check ahead ahead of time to make sure the sizes you want are in stock, and then arrangements can be made with you and the volunteer to come down to pick up the T-shirt. Okay, so help us out today. And everything goes to the radio station, keeping us on the air. So there you go. Anyway, 28 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, top of the hour, yeah, we got Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo, maybe Counselor Charles Carbone, and much, much more coming your way here on 89.5 Radio. And I think also, I'll tell you what else is happening here on Thursday. Why not on a Thursday? It's just a big day here on 89.5 Radio because after Prison Focus, we got Keith Crawford, who really works hard doing his program. He comes in almost an hour earlier to prepare his show, which comes on at noon here. Give Life, Save Life. It's a healthful living program. Just an outstanding presentation every Thursday here between noon and 1 o'clock. Keith Crawford, Give Life, Save Life. At 1 o'clock, we got Connecting the Dots, which is a political conversation program with Judy Drummond. And 2 to 3, Arab Talk. What's going on in the Middle East? What's happening with Syria? You know, the whole situation there. Iran, you know, things are happening, you know, very fast as far as Iran. Its missile launches. I think it's already done 2 missile tests so far. And Trump is not happy about that. So there you go. I'm sure that'll be talked about in regards to the whole Middle East analysis situation with Arab Talk with Jess and Jamel. That happens from between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. We got some blues and oldies with Johnny Brooklyn from 3 until 5:30. And, of course, the KPO Committee to News with Harrison DeStang III. That's from 5:30 to 6 o'clock here on 89.5 Radio. And going on past that, Boyero Latino Americano, Great Latin Sounds with Chelis Lopez from 6 until 8. English Pound Radio Reggae Happening with Brixton Hitman. That's from 8 to 11 o'clock. And Madhouse Hip Hop with Dez from 11 p.m. until 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So that's the whole lineup on Thursdays here on 89.5 Radio. Go to the KPO website for more details on the rest of the 7 days, you know, 24-hour schedule here on 89.5 Radio. It's very, very outstanding, to say the least. Anyway, back to more music from 1964, Sugar Pie DeSanto.
Baby, my red dress in the cleaner, but my ship will steal the show. Lord, yes, my red dress in the cleaner, but my ship will steal the show. Yes, it's fitting, child, it's fitting, Lord, no. And it ain't the back that's cut too low. Can't wear no high heel sneaker, cause they hurt my toes so bad. Can't wear no high heel sneakers, child, cause they hurt my toes it's so bad. Calfskin shoes to match my low heel slipping a mule.
Answer record to High Heel Sneakers by Tommy Tucker. Sugar Pie DeSanto, Slippin' Mules from 1964. And from 1963.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Al T&T Bragg. So good to me, you look like Billy the Model.
You look like Billy the Model.
He looks like Smokey the Bear.
He looks like Smokey the Bear.
You ought to put him down.
Why should I put him down?
Because he ain't nowhere.
You said he ain't nowhere.
I said he ain't nowhere.
You said he ain't nowhere.
You know he ain't nowhere.
You said he ain't nowhere.
Now take a look at me.
I'm watching.
Take a look at me, baby.
I'm watching.
Can he shake his leg?
Oh.
Now can he shake him like me?
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Now take a look at me, baby.
You know the TNT.
I'm doing the TNT.
You know the TNT.
I said, oh, watch me, woman.
You know the TNT.
I'm doing the TNT.
You know the TNT.
I just, I wanna know. Can you do it like me? Yeah, take a look at me, baby. I'm doing the TNT.
There you go, Al TNT Braggs. Take a look at me from the end of 63. Barry's very own Ozna Sperling's little Mojo Hannah for you, early 64.
Dig this. I'm taking 4 strands of your hair and a $5 bill. I'm gonna put them in a letter and drop them in the mail. I'm gonna send them to a woman, a friend of mine. Child. Now don't you know, baby, don't mind a woman in Atlanta, down in Louisiana. Baby, she's a mojo worker. She's gonna work a thing for me. She's gonna end my misery. And honey, I know you'll be back home real soon.
Hurry up,
hurry up, hang on up. A little interlude about now, fella.
There you go, Ozna Sperling's Mojo Hannah, originally released in early 1964, then re-released in the fall of that same year. Yes, indeed. Barry of music just for you. In the meantime, from out of Chicago, Thomas East V having his Playboys, early 1969 for this. Thomas East, the Fabulous Playboys from early 69.
Oh, Sundays are so nice. The latest in gospel music with your girl Riri on the Keep the Praise Gospel Show every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO San Francisco, and worldwide over the internet, KPOO.com. Keep the praise.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can. Better shop around.
Shop around.
I gotta get
Bill Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from December of 1960. I guess November when this was released. His original first hit, Shop Around. 12 minutes before 11. 12 minutes before Prison Focus.
Everyone has ridden with an annoying commuter. Don't be an annoying commuter. First, let's start with either the very beginning of the trip or the very end, the escalator. If you have decided not to walk up the escalator, stand to the right so you can easily be passed on the left. Don't be oblivious. Second, let people walk off the tram before you walk on. It's a lot harder to exit a bus full of people than it is to enter one. Once you have arrived onto the bus, move to the back. It is important that you do not block the doors for others. Here are some basic rules of San Francisco Muni etiquette. A bag is not a passenger, therefore it does not deserve a seat on the train. Neither is a two-seater meant for one person, so don't sit across it like a bench. It may look stylish and nonchalant, but it is annoying, so stop. Remember to always give up your seat for senior citizens and women during pregnancy, and don't talk too loud on the phone. If you follow these rules, you and your fellow commuters are guaranteed to have an easy and pleasant public transportation experience.
Definitely good advice, and the good advice is to be alert, especially with all this crazy weather we're having out there. You know, there's a coastal flooding advisory going on right now, as well as a small craft advisory here in San Francisco. Currently, it's a light rain, but it's going to get heavy, heavy, heavy. Currently 60 degrees downtown, and looks like this rain is going to be happening all day today with winds gusting at 35 to 50 miles an hour up in the hills. Tonight, chance of rain with some more wind. But tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, so it's going to look pretty good, you know, through the weekend. That's right, partly cloudy skies all the way through Saturday, then clear skies on Sunday, and partly cloudy on Monday. I heard that as far as extended forecast, we might get some more rain by next Wednesday, but we'll wait and see on that one. Temperatures, well, 60 degrees, and I guess as far as highs throughout the next few days, it's going to be in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Lows from the lower 50s to the upper 40s all the way through, and there's the weather altogether from 89.5 Radio with Dave on this Jiving Around Thursday. 10 minutes before the 11 o'clock, Barbara Mason.
Too late, after a while, end it now, end it now. Gonna find her.
There you go, the Coasters, wrapping things up for another day. But what's happening? Ning, ning, ning. I don't know where their prison focus people are. Maybe stuck in the rain. I have no idea. I'm going to have to do a segue serenade with reggae or something like that at 11 o'clock. Yeah, they'll show up eventually. Anyway, it's been fun. Be careful out there. The dampness is definitely pretty bad. Driving is hazardous. You know, it looks like it's going to be kind of nasty most of today. Things will clear up tomorrow. Weekend's going to be good, particularly for the Chinese New Year's parade in San Francisco. That's a good thing. Anyway, you have a good, safe weekend. We'll catch you next Thursday, same time, same station. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.